Blog Talk Radio.
This is Black Noise Radio, a deep mix of music and thoughts. Please listen quietly in your heart and mind.
Keep on.
hard, hard.
Yeah.
Mum's spaghetti bolognese.
Of course.
Isn't that everyone's favourite food?
Mum, you're getting an Oscar today.
The best of the decision just gave me some Mars of town, and I cannot wait to dig into that.
Okay, I can make up a quick rap about Mars of town.
Sure, sure, but I don't want to give away next year's Oscar nomination.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I get it.
I need to get some pasta.
Maybe we can get Mario the salad and make some pasta.
Please.
What?
Mario.
Noise Radio. We just had some Oscar highlights. We're all Southern California, Hollywood out, and I'm a part of that industry as well. I just found it fascinating. One of the funniest moments that I saw was Ryan Gosling being interviewed by Robin Roberts of ABC, and he tried to pick her up. And as we all know, Robin Roberts is extremely good-looking and very shapely. However, she's in a committed lesbian relationship. She came out many moons ago. And so Ryan was trying to pick her up on the red carpet, and then she finally said, "Really? I'm going to have to kick you to the curb." And I just fell out because that just kind of, It was the type of humor that I needed yesterday. I mean, even the anti-Trump speeches, they weren't over the top to me. I didn't want to get to too much political rhetoric, but I just thought that everything was well done, even those with anger issues toward this administration. So, not as the bridge is over the other side of the border.
It's on this side of the border.
Everybody
walk,
need to come
on
over and drink this water.
You want to walk the water? And if you ever should see a skunk shake his rump, tell him to come on over here for some,
make funk in the dump, baby.
Now we got this stick that will set you free. All you got to do is, take a closer walk with me. And we got this bang. So come feel if you will the magic of the beauty stick.
They want to play for you.
Play, Mama.
Bye. it's a trick. Then I just step up to the funky shit, mama, and get your wick up. Flip the bit. Signature. Cause the Dookie Stick is aware of all, each and every one of y'all. And beckons you to come on through with the skunk for the punk of America.
Thank you.
triggered a collection on the Oscar stage.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys want that picture?
Moonlight, best picture. Turn out the envelope in Bailey's scan for an actress in a leading role, not best picture. You can hear Bailey in an allusion for all seasons. And the team from Moonlight is filled with their Oscar statues.
Very clearly, even in my dreams, this could not be true. But to hang with me, I'm John Wick. This is true.
For years, PricewaterhouseCoopers has been in charge of the Oscar ballot counting and envelopes. You see the team carrying those briefcases, each with their own full set of winning envelopes inside. They told me last year that duplicates ensure that if something goes wrong, the other person has a set backstage so the show can go on. In a statement this morning, PricewaterhouseCoopers said the presenters had mistakenly been given the wrong category envelope, and when discovered, was immediately corrected. We are currently investigating how this could have happened and deeply regret that this occurred.
Was an amazing thing to hear La La Land. I think we all would have loved to win Best Picture, but we are so excited for Moonlight. Both the winning and losing Best Picture teams reacted backstage.
It was tough. Certainly didn't show up tonight thinking that that's what would happen.
It's almost like you want to go to middle school where everybody gets a trophy.
The club also trended on Twitter.
I have to apologize.
With some comparing the mistake to Steve Harvey's 2015 Miss Universe guest. Harvey even tweeted, "Call me Warren Beatty. I can help you get through this."
Oh boy, and so many are talking about just how gracious the La La Land producers were when it came time to hand back those Oscar statues. This one is also getting so much attention. It overshadows what many critics are calling a stellar performance by first-time Oscar host Jimmy Kimmel.
Venice, it gets really strange going through Venice. There's a
rest in peace, Bill